You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. With political parties getting into the campaign mode, political advertisements across media platforms is set to rise by around 20 to 60% this time, compared to the 2019 parliamentary elections. According to media planners, total spend on political advertisements could be in the range of Rs. 3,000 to 4,000 crore. The same was around Rs. 2,500 crore for the 2019 general elections. Media planners maintain that over 60% of the total advertising expenditure this year will go towards digital media. In the last 1 month, the ruling BJP has spent around Rs. 1.3 crore on ads on the Meta platforms alone, with over 2,586 ads. The Congress, on the other hand, spent Rs. 5 lakh with 20 ads on the platform during the same period. Next up, after announcing the sale of locally sourced fresh milk in the United States, the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, GCMMF, which sells dairy products under Amul brand, is aiming to launch similar business in a few more countries. For the first time, GCMMF has tied up with the Michigan Milk Producers Association, a 108-year-old cooperative, to sell fresh milk in the East Coast and Midwest markets of the US under the Amul brand. The initial supplies of Amul milk will be in New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Washington, Dallas and Texas, among others. The milk collection and processing will be done by MMPA, while GCMMF will carry out the marketing and branding of Amul fresh milk. Moving on, food delivery platform Swiggy has generated revenue from operations of Rs. 5,476 crore in the first 9 months of FY24, marking a 25 to 30% year-on-year growth in the ongoing fiscal. Within this, the food delivery business constituted 82.65% of the total operating revenue, amounting to Rs. 4,526 crore, and the remaining sales came from its quick commerce arm Instamart, the report said, citing a document drafted by an investment banker on behalf of Swiggy. During the first 9 months of FY24, Swiggy's gross order value stood at Rs. 24,230 crore, with food delivery comprising a substantial 76.2% of it. The company's food delivery arm also improved its EBITDA margins to -1.9% from -17.5%, while that of Instamart improved to -109.5% from -259%. In other developments, Delhi on Wednesday witnessed scorching temperatures as the mercury soared to 37 degrees Celsius, marking a 4-degree deviation from the normal and the highest recorded so far this year. However, there is a glimmer of relief on the horizon as IMD forecasts predict slight rainfall over the next 3 days, which may bring down the rising temperatures. Meanwhile, the city recorded a minimum temperature of 19.4 degrees Celsius, registering a slight increase of 1 degree above the usual. Contrastingly, Delhi experienced a cooler February than usual this year, followed by below-average temperatures in the initial fortnight of March. The highest maximum temperature ever recorded in March stands at 40.6 degrees Celsius, which was recorded on March 1945. Meanwhile, giving credence to the notion of India's economic growth being increasingly jobless, a new report from the International Labour Organization noted that while the gross value added GVA grew at an annual average rate of 6.7% between 2012 and 2019, the employment growth was nearly negligible at 0.01%. This was even worse than in the period between 2000 and 2012, when the GVA grew 6.2% and employment 1.6%. Worse, youth unemployment in India increased nearly threefold, from 5.7% in 2000 to 17.5% in 2019, but declined since to 12.1% in 2022. The report released by ILO, an Institute of Human Development, said, while adding that almost 83% of the total unemployed workforce in the country is youth. In other news, Tata Group-owned Air India is likely to narrow its losses in FY24 to around Rs. 7,000 crore against Rs. 11,381 crore in FY23. When contacted, Air India did not comment on its FY24 financial performance. According to sources, healthy growth in passenger traffic boosted revenues during the year, while cost-saving measures such as automation lowered the expenses. The fiscal year 2023 was the first full financial year when the airline functioned under the Tata Group, which acquired it in January 2022. The FY23 losses at Rs. 11,381 crore was 18.6% higher than the previous fiscal, when the losses stood at Rs. 9,591 crore after accounting for write-offs and exceptional items. Lastly, GIFT Nifty traded up by 33 points or 0.15% at 22,214, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. Previously on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 118.95 points, or 0.54%, to settle at 22,123.65, while the BSE gained 526.02 points or 0.73% to 72,996.31. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Ultratech Cement, Dr. Reddy's Lab, NHPC, Cyient, BHEL, Texmaco Rail, REC, Tata Elxsi and Maruti Suzuki, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.